I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Syria's presence at the Annapolis summit this week could help ease tensions in Lebanon. The country's divided by a leadership vacuum and political standoff. Sat7's David Harder says the network's broadcasts are bringing messages of peace across the region, but the tenuous situation is challenging for their team.
If people could pray that in Lebanon a peaceful situation would be worked out politically, that would be wonderful, because having peace enables churches to do the kind of ministries they want to do and enables us as a Christian broadcaster to be able to produce the shows we want to produce.
Meanwhile, in Russia today, 750,000 children are considered orphans. Children's Hope International's Mary House says kids in orphanages in large cities are better off, but the essentials are scarce in rural areas. What's worse is that these kids have no hope. With few life skills to help them in adulthood, CHI is providing training. Child sponsors are needed to help fund the program.
There are children that they can choose to sponsor, children of all ages. They can see a picture and pick out a child and correspond with their child and send messages of encouragement.
That can be a means of outreach. And a national initiative to spur volunteerism highlighted World Hope International this year. Volunteers for Prosperity focused on Hope Corps volunteer Amber Hershey. She spent 11 months in Cambodia working with World Hope International's microfinance program. Hershey worked with locals to help them launch small businesses and generate an income. Hope Corps allows Christians to integrate faith-based lifestyles while enabling participants to become self-sustaining. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.